Good evening. We are here. Give us a moment. Again, good evening to you. We are here. We are the Pleiadians. It is May 19th, 2011. And it is Sun on the Pleiades. Sun on the Pleiades. Sun on the Pleiades. Very good. What we would say tonight is the idea that you are in a transition period and many of your prophets, many of your spiritual leaders, many of your ancient cultures have told you that you will be moving through this time, but no one really told you what to expect. And so, like many things that might or might not happen, you are left to wonder, what will it really be like? What will it really be like to grow up? What will it really be like to leave the home, to get a job, to have a family of your own, to grow old? What will it all really be like? Are you going to be a stuffy old man, or are you going to be different? Are you going to fall into a pattern that has come before you? Are you going to feel that pattern like a rut that pulls you in and drags you along? Or are you going to rise above that rut and make a new path? And that is what those who have been predicting this time knew. They knew that the universe was built to deal with ruts. You have people who fix the road. If you get a hole in the road, they come and repair the road. If the road washes out, they come and fix the road. If there is no road, they come and build the road. No one ever really asked them about it. They just come and do it. Well, the universe is like that. The universe has these tasks or these jobs that are part of its cycles. And one of the cycles you are in is a very grand cycle, bigger than the yugas, bigger than many of the cycles that you might think of, much bigger than the year cycle or the Saturn cycle or even the Pluto cycle. This cycle is vast in size, millions of years in size or duration. And it allows for the idea that you step up an octave. Now, an octave is simply the same thing at a little higher frequency, as the next higher frequency of the experience that you are in. You have all heard the term taking your something to the next level. You're going to take your job to the next level. You're going to take your relationships to the next level. You're going to take your skills or your interest to the next level. And many of you out there right now are feeling a push to get to the next level. Something is saying that you can no longer stay where you're at. Now, in a way, it's kind of like being in a flood. You have seen what's going on now in Mississippi and the places along the Mississippi. They are all feeling the pressures of the flood waters. And what do they do? Do they sit there in their basement parts of their home and just gulp water? No, they move to high ground. They see the events around them, and they react and they respond. And that is what many of you are doing right now. You are acting and responding to the energy that is knocking this planet and this solar system, all of the solar system of Sol, into the next octave, the next level. And that was built into this experience. That was not just accidental. Those of you who think that that this is all just some big accident, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong, and you know it. You do that thinking because it is makes you feel comfortable. If you think that this is all there is, it has an end to it that you can kind of be okay with. But if you think that what you are doing is building towards something else, it can be a little scary. It's kind of like being in college and getting near graduation day. You are elated, but you're a little scared. What's coming next? Understand? And there have been many, whether it is the Mayans or whether it is the Hopi or whatever, who have talked about these patterns and how you knock through octaves and push through to the next earth, if you will. And part of moving forward is a house cleaning. Part of following into what is coming is leaving behind certain patterns, certain physical things, whatever they are, that are weighing you down. And so if you look around you, all of you, I'm speaking to everyone who might hear this, look around you, and if you find something that seems to be a weight around you, something that maybe prevents you from being flexible, it might be weight on your body. Maybe you are heavy. Maybe you are overweight. It might be a childhood trauma that has dogged you for your life now. Or whether it is whatever. But look around you. It could be something physical. It could be something emotional. It could be something spiritual. It could be something along the timelines. Whatever it is. Ask yourself now if you really want to bring it with you going forward. Because if you don't, it's time to flush it. It's time to discard it and let it go. And then dig deeper and find the next thing. In other words, you are doing a cleaning. The vehicle today was cleaning a fish tank. And that was the idea of just doing a cursory wipe of the glass. But that wasn't enough. Of course, the vehicle is a bit of a cleanliness person. But still, the idea was to really clean house, to sparkle it up and get rid of the junk, the gunk, the things that don't belong. And so see yourself during the next, we would say, 2 moons, really using the opportunity and the energy of the astrology to seek out what it is that is holding you back or holding you down. Because there are many things that will bubble up during this period. In the chart was Chiron. And Chiron was in there somewhere with all of the angles and such. And Chiron is the wounded healer. And there are many wounds. Many of you have been wounded that need to be cleared and healed at this time. Some are emotional, some are physical, some are past life. You really need to start to let go. How many of you hold on to the patterns of the past and use them as excuses for the present? Oh, I can't do that. We never did that. I've always been this way. I always liked that. Maybe that's true. Or maybe it's an excuse to keep you from experiencing something new and more exciting and more fulfilling. It would be easy to stay in the job you're in than move on to something more challenging. It would be easy to fall back on some pattern than to rewrite the playbook. See yourself as looking at your playbook. You all know football players and the coaches have their playbook. Imagine there are plays in the playbook that are so old and moldy and so useless and never work. You never gain any yardage using the football term. You always seem to blow it with that one. Well, tear it out. Throw it into the fire. Don't play that playbook any longer. Or if some of you have record collections, and there are some songs that always seem to make you sad, always seem to bring you back to some depressing place. Get rid of it. There's nothing in the scheme of things that say you must hang on to that. If you have something in your hand and it is burning you, yes, you can keep it in your hand, or you can let it go. If you have swallowed something that is making you choke, yes, you can try to keep it down. Buff it up. That is the kind of energy you are now in. The deep cleansing, cleaning house, whether it is your physical body, you know that the vehicle is going through a cleanse at this time, or whether it is cleaning the garage or the barn, which also the vehicle is doing at this time, or whatever. Maybe it is revamping certain relationships and saying, you know, these things didn't work and I don't wish to carry them into the next. Because we will give you the other side of this coin. If you don't, then you will be like a rocket that can never launch because the bolts don't blow on the launch pad. You will be so weighed down that the balloon that you are filling will never get enough air to get you airborne. Or if you're on a boat, the boat will sink. So see these as analogies. See yourself as needing to let go so that more can come your way. Something we have been speaking of quite often of late. The idea that whatever you think you're holding on to, if it's important, it will find you again. So don't hang on to it. Show the universe that you believe in your thought manifestation, that you believe that you are guided and that your life is a spiritual path, spiritual journey that you are quite aware of at a certain level and had something to do with. And so take charge. Don't be a victim. If you feel victimized, question that. Why am I so victimized here? What is it that is a setup for me to feel as a victim here? Whatever. Because you will discover that as you can let go of these things, you will find new experiences finding their way to you. Just as cleaning the water in the fish tank brought the opportunity to bring cleaner, fresher water and more clarity to the fish tank. And that would be the lesson of Sun on the Pleiades at this time. You see it as the scoop going into the muck and pulling it up and then taking it to the faucet, cleaning it off and seeing if there's anything in there worth keeping. You might be surprised. You might find in that muck a diamond or a ruby. And you'll say, wow, didn't even know that was there. Put that one on the shelf, clear away the rest of the crap, and move on. Because you need to have this part of the journey done to press on to the next. And so many of you will feel a need to purge at this time. And we would say, across the board, in any area, all areas of your life, whether it is clothing, or whether it is your car, whether it is your whatever, look and see what bubbles up in the next two moons and see if it isn't something that either needs to be cleaned off and put on the shelf to be brought with you, like you might find that perfect shirt you're going to take with you or whatever, or something that really just needs to be discarded. Very good. It's been our pleasure. Good evening to all of you.